Hey, greetings everybody. This is Brother Two Post. Today I want to talk to you about an interesting topic, a little change of gears, shifting of the way I do things, not doctrine, but application and practice. Today's topic, long distance is lacking. Long distance is lacking. I want to talk about long distance relationships in the Christian faith life. Over the years, Sister Amon and I have been in and out of them. We've learned so much. Yeah, we've learned a lot. And we've had to adjust as wisdom grows us and gives us experiences. Long distance ways are not doctrines. We're not changing any doctrine or teaching. It's really just an application of how you can do life or you don't do life following after Christ. Kind of a practice, can be what you call like a house rule, some area you have liberty in. And we've adjusted over the years and have again recently adjusted. Let me read a scripture, Romans 14:19. Let us therefore follow after things which makes for peace and things wherein one may edify another. So to be very clear, we're all into edifying each other. The Word of God tells us in the New Testament over 50 times to one another each other. I have an article on that at the teaching blog. And we always believed in that very much. Hebrews 3:12-13. Take heed, brethren, lest any of you Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So much for one saved, always saved, huh? But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Yeah, the context there is the writer Paul is writing to believers right there that are together. And so for many years, we have strived to do that every day, placing edifying material on our website to edify saints and seekers. Last time I checked, I think we're over 5,000 posts, articles, audios, videos, teachings, sisters, blogs, way more than that even right now. So we believe in that. Thousands of resources there for free at don'tperish.com. And we're very serious about edifying the saints that are right in front of us, that we know. They see our walk, we see their walk. That is really the biblical model we see in Scripture, let's be clear. And I'll give some details of how Paul wrote long-distance letters. I get it. But the biblical model is saints together, face-to-face. That's where we see that closeness. Loving, united, close, accountable, face-to-face relationships. They're very biblical. I'm not discounting that. Jesus and the disciples modeled that as well as Acts 2. Acts 2:44-46. And all that believed were together and had things common, and they continued daily in one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. So the issue for this teaching is to alert you and warn you about and clarify long-distance relationships that we have found it really is more troubling and problem-some. Ready? If truth and sound doctrine and trust and no compromise is really what matters to you. We know a lot of people have long-distance relationships. They're compromised. They're not in sound doctrine. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the biblical true faith that there's so few of anyway. And one of the problems of all this is technology, the internet, now have people connected all over the world. And Satan is using it to deceive and confuse with false teachers. And technology can seem like a very good thing. We've come to see in this age of deception that Satan's using it as to deceive people with false teachers. And there's so few believers out there. Most often, if you run into some online, chances are they are not true biblical, ecclesia, sound in doctrine, saints. Oftentimes, they're seekers, they're problem-some people, they can be troublemakers, They can be deceivers. They can be people that don't really want the truth. They can be people that just believe in false doctrine. A whole plethora of things. We've had 10-year-olds reach out to us that we shouldn't be communicating with, and we found out quickly they were 10 years old. With wives that reach out that shouldn't be communicating without their husbands. Everything in between. So the internet creates a huge problem for this long distance relationship life. I've come to see the internet is a great tool for ready, spreading the truth and the gospel, and even teaching sound doctrine. Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. So I love that. We can use it for preaching the gospel, teaching, close, united, fellowship, face-to-face. It just doesn't work. Well, it isn't face-to-face. Close, accountable, united relationships, it doesn't work. It's not a good discipling tool, I have found, the internet, for close, trusting, accountable, united relationships that are biblical. And I want to give you some reasons why. I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm telling you, I haven't found it to be fruitful or wise. Number one, there are so few true, holy, obedient saints. It's very, very rare you're going to meet one online. Jesus said a puny few are going to find eternal life in Matthew 7. If you don't believe that, you're probably not a true saint yourself. If you think all these churches are full of true believers as they're worldly, false doctrine, false gospel, false Jesus, you're probably not a true believer yourself. So the chances, even on the internet, of finding true saints is very, very, very small. Number two, if you do meet people who say they are and they want to obey, they are saints and they're true, we found 99% of the time they're not telling the truth. Can you imagine that? The internet's full of liars. Yeah. Often they just want to like touch to the holy people. They see that we're out there biblical, holy, striving, set apart. We're bold. We're preaching. We're standing against churchianity. But they don't want to lose their lives fully. They don't want to obey. They don't want to pay the cost. They just want to touch the holy people. I call it going to lunch with the pastor. You know, you get a pastor and he's doing all of God's work. I just want to go to lunch with him so I can tell God, see how close I am to him. We're like token holy people to some people, and it just doesn't work that way. We are who we are because of Christ. We're nothing special. Don't lift us up. Don't touch us. Get close to Christ, and then if you find biblical saints that want the same things, then you touch lives with them. Jesus said, will there be any faith left when he returns? Luke 18:8. Why should we think there'll be people all over the internet or in buildings that want truth? No, there's not going to be. So it's a danger. What the danger of the long distance and the danger of the internet is, it puts you in touch with millions of people that may come and deceive you when you never would be in touch with those millions of people. Do you see the great danger? Yeah. Number three, it's very hard to have accountable, trustworthy relationships online as so few people are trustworthy and accountable, even claim saints that we've met. Yep. Be careful of that. Philippians 2:20. Paul said, for I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Young Timotheus was very, very reliable. Paul said he had nobody else like him. Yeah, I know that feeling today. I know a very few trusted saints. I have a young brother traveling with me that I trust as a godly saint. He's given up his whole life. Don't look to have a lot of people like that in your life. If you have any, you are blessed beyond compare. Paul said, I have no one like-minded. Paul also warned of the last days, the falling away, and many not wanting sound doctrine. I'm blessed. I have a godly wife that strives for the kingdom and wants sound doctrine. What a blessing that is. Number four, we've had long-distance scammers, fake names, fake accounts, evil workers of Satan, false teachers, accusers of the brethren, and on and on and on. Now, praise God, they never got a penny from us, nor did they stumble our walk or take us into false doctrine, no. I would say the worst thing all of this did for us, you know what it did? Wasted a lot of our time, because we tried to help them. We thought they were well-meaning. We did all we could. We wasted a lot of time. I'm glad that we didn't lose resources and we didn't get stumbled in doctrine. Number five, this is probably the saddest one. Sadly, even when we found saints that we agreed on doctrine from long distance, a rare event, they turned out to be novice, fleshly, unstable, confusing, and not trustworthy in their words and deeds when verified either in person or getting to know them better. And the attempts at close relationships turned out to be in vain and not wise. Here's a note for you. I even know some people, two different houses, that I had issues with both houses. They both said I was the blame. When they tried to unite their houses face-to-face and I wasn't even in their country, they had issues face-to-face with each other. How could it be all my fault, folks? It wasn't all my fault. They were carnal, fleshly, and it wasn't good. 1 Corinthians 3:3. For ye are carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Yeah, carnal Christianity. If you see it in front of you, it's like magnified on the internet, because it's real easy to be a keyboard jockey and pretend you're somebody you're not on the internet. Yeah, very, very dangerous. One example of a common issue, when united long distance, they will say, all's well. Yeah, we're in good fellowship. We agree. Then when an issue of theirs, something in the flesh or something rises up that needs correction, we have found they often will now pull out of like some kind of bag all these issues they have with you, not even doctrine, just issues, how you do this or apply this or what you've said. They never brought them up in the past. Then they bring them up when there are some issues to be dealt with. This causes mistrust. This wouldn't happen in person. Why? Because you get to know people, you get to trust them, things get worked out quicker. Long distance lacks so very, very much. We, my wife and I, have decided, don'tperish.com, we're going to avoid it altogether, other than some rare cases. I'll talk about that later. And guess what? Getting rid of long distance relationships, close. I know, we know people all over the world striving for Christ. I'm talking about close, united, daily, drawing together. I communicate with people all over the world that are striving for Christ via the internet. That's fine. I'm talking about close, drawing close, accountable. It has brought us leaving that peace, calm, joy, focus, no confusion. We've left those long distance relationships. We've given those people over to God, and it has been amazing. Now, some of you listeners may say, wait a minute. Paul wrote letters to people from afar, and he did. But let me give you some facts. Paul traveled. Paul preached. Saints heard the gospel, were made. Then bodies were formed by God himself. Acts 2, he adds to the body. Then Paul met with them, trained them, discipled them. Then when he left, he sent men back to verify their walks and see how they were doing. It was not Paul discipling a saint from Australia or Canada, all the way from the Middle East, that he never met, couldn't confirm their walk, couldn't see how things were going. No, Paul didn't do that. He didn't have the technology to do it. He didn't do it. We don't have to do it today. Just because we have the technology doesn't mean we should do it. A good example, Elon Musk is putting microchips in people's brains so they can talk to computers. Just because we have the technology doesn't mean we should do it. That's like the internet. Long distance relationships on the internet, just because we have the technology doesn't mean we should do it. I could talk about on and on, like cloning. Just because we can do it doesn't mean we should do it. So it really ends up being foolish, and it is dangerous in this age as well. I have liberty in this view on long distance relationships. This is not doctrine. I find no command in scripture that forces me to be in close fellowship with people in other countries that I've either never met, or when I met, I determined they are not who I can be united to because they're not sound, they're fleshly, they're novice, they're untrustworthy, they're liars, whatever. People that don't represent themselves biblically for who they are online, is that deception or a liar? You decide. I'll let you decide that. So here's what we will do long distance. I mentioned that. We will edify online via our website. That's Godly Love. Every day we're pouring out. Sister does. I do. My young brother Kuo does. Street preaching, teaching, studies. We pour out every day. We're feeding saints every day all over the world. I will also if someone wants, answer and communicate via email Bible questions if I haven't already broken from you for other reasons and have no fellowship whatsoever. I'll do that. I love to answer Bible questions. I'm a street preacher. I also teach the Bible. Beyond that, we're not interested in drawing close, countable, long-distance relationships. Unless, I got to put these caveats in there because all my enemies are listening. Unless we've already known you, you're trustworthy, we have a face-to-face relationship, and you get called to another country, we're going to encourage you. We're going to edify as we can. We're still going to draw close to you because we know who you are. We're not going to cut you off because now you're long distance. We already know you. You're trustworthy, like Timothy and Paul separating. They already know each other. Of course, they're going to communicate and trust each other. So we'll do that. The other rare one would be if I ever meet someone online who is biblical in all their ways, has a long fruit of it, and they ask, they want more, and they say, hey, we'll come visit you, or hey, you drive right by where we are, and we would meet up face to face and draw close, that would be different. If that happens, they take their vacation, we take our time, we meet up, and we start drawing close to close. Face to face, then there could be more long distance at that point if they're trustworthy. Because Paul did write to people he never met. I know that. But guess what? They were in established biblical bodies that he helped them in doctrine already. Ready? Colossians 2:1. For I would that you know what great conflict I have for you, for them that at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. So God established bodies. Paul was overseeing them. They were growing. Paul never met some of these people, new believers. So I get it. But he was writing to established believers, and he probably had people that were influencing and being an example to those new believers. It wasn't a pure long-distance relationship. I have to be honest with you. It is such a famine of truth lovers today. Not a famine of truth. The Bible is full of truth. We're in a famine of truth lovers, and here's a fact, and you listen to this. Saints, seekers, my enemies, you listen to what I'm about to say, and if you say I'm wrong and I'm crazy, prove me wrong. I challenge you, man. Prove me wrong. We don't know of a biblical body of believers gathering anywhere in America or the world that preach and live the true gospel that we preach at don'tperish.com, right from God's word, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection. Repent, come out of all your sin, culture, and false traditions. Be born again by the Spirit of God. Walk in holiness and obedience in sound doctrine, out of the world, out of all man-made religious traditions, and endure in the faith. We don't know anybody that lives and preaches that gospel that are not influenced by the world and keeping some false traditions of man, pride, vanity, cultural ways. We don't know anybody like that in a building or a house church gathering as believers. I know saints scattered all over the world, but I don't know an assembly anywhere. If you tell me I'm crazy, show me one. I just witnessed to a man today, tattoos on his hands. He really listened. He said, yeah, I got them when I was younger. I thought they were cool. I probably wouldn't do it again today. He had scripture verses on his hands. He said, well, my church is biblical. And I said, your church is biblical. And we talked about it. And I said, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, worldliness, gospel doesn't call you out of the world. One man in a box on Sunday, building system. And he said, yeah, they do all that. I said, that's not a biblical church, sir. And he kind of saw it and he didn't push against it. So isn't that interesting? People claim their bodies are biblical, but they're not. Email me, don'tperish@outlook.com, all these fully biblical bodies. In the streets, people tell me all the time, our church is biblical. When tested in 10 seconds, we see that they're not. How could we ever unite to that, I ask? Romans 16:17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. It doesn't tell me to unite to them. It tells me to avoid them. Go look at my articles on the Spirit and Truth blog. Biblical separation. I got a lot of them. It's all over God's word. So this long distance, because of the internet basically, just makes things even more complicated. Deception, confusion. We want no part of it anymore. Now, you may have read on my blog in the past or on my website that I encourage long distance drawing close. I did it one time. And you can do that. It's not sinful. I'm out in the street here. Fire truck just went by. You can do that. It's not sinful. You got the liberty. We're not interested any longer. And we're not going to do it in the future. We are focused on our walk in Christ, those right in front of us, our street ministry, and edifying on our website every day, anybody who wants to read it. So my love and encouragement to you is be warned of long-distance relationships. It causes frustration, compromise, deception lingers, gives a platform to a lot of workers of Satan. Focus on your own walk. Get biblical. Follow the sound gospel and sound doctrine. And if you have godly, true saints right in front of you, focus on them, walking with them, edifying them daily. Not online. That can be a fantasy land full of all kinds of fleshly, false people, even though they claim Christ. Yeah, that's what we have found. I get it. You're going to say, well, you can be fleshly. Yeah, we all can be fleshly. We all can choose sin. But long distance makes all of this more confusing. Satan's using it to many people's demise, giving them false fellowship, false Christianity. God's not the author of confusion, 1 Corinthians 14:33. You know, in this topic of long distance, I've always tried to give grace, benefit of the doubt to help others, to go further than I probably should have, to go longer than I should have. It hasn't been fruitful. And in fact, it's given those who have ill motives my time. And sometimes people I've been united to that I never should have been. I guess I fall on the side of error, but I'm not going to fall on that side of error anymore. I'm not having long-distance relationships unless it meets one of those criterias I was telling you about. We forgive everybody. I want to be clear. We forgive these people in these other countries that we've separated from. And we hope they all go on to eternal life. Our website's there every day if anybody wants to read it. If they don't want to read it, they don't need our website. Stay in the Word. They will not get any more of our time. We must redeem our time. I would tell you, be wise about such things. Jesus said this, Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth the sheep amidst wolves, and be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I said a lot about this topic. I got to tell you, we are so thankful today as we travel. We have freedom. We have peace. We have calm. We have order. We have no confusion, no frustration. All of that was caused by either long distance or people we met long distance, tried to work out things with them face to face. Eventually, they had to go back to long distance, so we always knew it was going to be long distance. They couldn't live right next to us or travel with us full time. And it turned out to be confusion, sin, deception, not telling the truth. You want to call that a lie? That's up to you. Figure that all out. I know what a lie is, and I know what deception is. I know what fake is. I know what false love is. It's all been removed from our lives, and we have peace and joy abounding now. We're so thankful to God. Tread lightly, saints, in this area of long-distance relationships, especially with the internet now. And know this, I've loved you. You've been warned. I've altered my articles. I'll edify you long distance from my website. I'll answer emails for you. I'm not drawing close to anyone. Long distance. You got to strive where you are. You got to hold fast to Christ. We're showing the way at don'tperish.com. Street preaching every day. Making disciples. Teaching them to obey everything Christ commanded. Love you all. Till next time. Hold fast in the faith. May God be praised.